Batman! Shouted Nate.
A pirate!
Yelled Brian.
Groucho!
Cried Lucy. It was Friday, March 15th. In 2 days, it would be St. Patrick's Day. Every year, people in Green Lawn had a St. Patrick's Day contest. They dressed leprechaun statues in funny outfits. The mayor chose a winner, and there was a prize. Everyone who entered the contest bought a leprechaun statue for $5. The money went to help a local food bank. The four kids had chipped in and bought their statue together. They were on Bradley and Brian's front porch with a cardboard box of costumes. The kids were trying costumes on the leprechaun and on themselves. Lucy was in first grade with the three boys. She was staying with her cousin, Dink Duncan, for a year. Her parents were in Arizona, helping to build a school on a reservation. Nate Hathaway and his big sister, Ruth Rose, lived next door to Dink on Woody Street. Bradley and Brian Pinto were twins and lived with their parents and older brother Josh on Farm Lane. Pal, the Pinto's dog, sniffed the green leprechaun statue. It stood about 2 feet tall. The statue looked like a little green man with a bow tie. Its face had plump green cheeks and a green beard. Green buckled shoes were on its feet. Pal licked the leprechaun's face.
Hey, that gives me another idea, Bradley said. Why don't we dress the statue as Pal?
Huh? Nate said. A leprechaun dog?
Sure, why not? Bradley asked. Everyone else will make theirs some sports hero or comic book guy. We'd be the only ones with a dog.
Can we do that? Brian asked.
Why not? Bradley asked.
The mayor's rules didn't say it had to be human.
That's a great idea, Lucy said. We can make floppy ears, a tail, and a doggy nose. And we can name it Pal.
Bradley pulled off the hat he'd been trying on and ran inside. A minute later, he came back with a box of art supplies. Bradley took out scissors, glue, clay, markers, and construction paper. The kids spent the rest of the afternoon changing the leprechaun into a basset hound. Lucy made floppy ears. They looked just like Pal's ears. Nate molded some brown clay into a nose. Brian used a tube sock for the tail. He made brown marks on it, like the ones on Pal's tail.
It doesn't look like a dog, Brian said. He needs fur.
I have an idea, Bradley said. He went in the kitchen to Pal's bed. Pal liked to sleep on one of Bradley's old brown sweaters. Bradley grabbed the sweater and took it outside.
What are you doing? Brian asked.
You'll see, Bradley said. He cut the sweater's sleeves off. Then he pulled it over the leprechaun's head. The sweater made the leprechaun look furry. Sort of.
He looks good, Lucy said.
He smells bad, Brian said. Bradley put his nose next to the leprechaun. It's the sweater, he said.
Well, if the mayor picks the smelliest statue, we should win, Nate said.
Pal barked at the leprechaun. He rubbed his nose against the sweater. Then he curled up near its green feet and went to sleep.